First graders from 13 Buffalo schools were completely engaged in the music, some waving their arms in the air like conductors. Students represented a cross-section of city schools that included the Bilingual Center, Lydia Wright School, Native American Magnet, and International School 45. BPO Director of Education and Community Engagement, Robin Parkinson, tells WBFO News, for the first time this year, they've expanded this program.
6 days of concerts that we're giving for the Buffalo Public Schools. We have the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders coming this year for the first time. So it's a really remarkable and wonderful collaboration that we have with the Buffalo Public Schools that we're just expanding.
The theme of the youth concerts is Feel the Music, a chance for students to learn how to express many feelings. A big screen was above the orchestra on stage. Students were asked about how their emotions changed when different selections were played.
The programs that are on the stage are relevant and connect with what is being taught in the classrooms, both in the music classrooms but also in the general classroom. So each concert ties in with other subject areas, and I think they make authentic connections. That's our aim, is to show that music education is relevant and is connected to all other areas of learning.
For some of the students, it was the first time they've ever walked into a concert hall. As part of the education process, the BPO had a produced video that included an explanation of when to applaud.
When do you clap? That's an easy one. You just clap when the whole thing is over.
Oh, it's a wonderful way to introduce them to the orchestra, the instruments of the orchestra, to see real live musicians who live in our community. Some of our parents are in the orchestra.
Monica Stankiewicz is a teacher at School 45. She attended the concert with her students.
It adds so much to their social development, how to interact with kids from other places, how to be in the community. Simple things, just how to sit but still move without interrupting other people. They're very active at this age. So teaching them it's okay to move, even though we don't want to disrupt other people.
Student artwork from Highgate Heights, West Hurdle, Southside, and Arthur Eve School was also incorporated into the concert. It featured adorable drawings by children displaying all different kinds of emotions. And that sparked response from the children. Many got charged up and reacted as the orchestra played to a slideshow of many different photos of bulldogs. Last year, the BPO served more than 40,000 students with its youth concerts. This year, the goal is 50,000.
And we hope to obtain that, especially knowing that we've already gained 2 grade levels from the Buffalo Public Schools to attend concerts this year.
Many of the children even dressed for the concert. Some girls wore fancy dresses. Olmsted first grader Henry Russo wore a tie and sport coat and was all smiles as he exited the concert.
So was this the first time you've gone to the Buffalo Philharmonic?
Yes.
For many of these first graders, this will be the first time that they'll hear a live concert.
The BPO's education director noted that for these young students, the concerts are a lasting memory.
I can't tell you how many people have come up to tell me, adults, to say that they remember the first time they walked into Klein Hans Music Hall for a youth concert. So this is a huge part of our legacy that we leave for Buffalo.
At Klein Hans Music Hall, Feeling the Music, Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.